I remember Armistice Day, November 11th, 1918, well. I watched from the side window at Strathallan flags being hung out at the Forest View cottages and seeing the factory workers coming home early from work by the midday train. But the day which is very vivid in my memory is the day when peace celebrations were held the following year, in 1919. I remember a large garland stretched across the road from the two houses on opposite sides of the road at the top of Bennett's Hill. We all assembled at the top of the hill to await the arrival of a traction engine pulling a conveyance of worthies from Lair. It was driven, I believe, by Mr. Dove. When the traction engine reached the top of Bennett's Hill, the chimney of the engine was too tall to pass under the garland, and poles had to be used to raise the garland above the chimney. The engine then proceeded on its way. We then went to school, where we were entertained by an alleged comedian. All I remember of this is a man wearing an orange-coloured wig, who appeared to have had too much to drink. He requested us to stamp our feet, which we did with great gusto for several minutes, much to the annoyance of my father, who began to sneeze violently, owing to the dust which rose from the floor. I expect there was a tea provided. I can't remember that, but I know we were presented with souvenirs. I received a tiny bottle of very small sweets and a small beaker made in Japan, bearing a Japanese scene with Fujiyama in the distance.